And now, on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Augie's, Barrett Propane, Cliff Castle Casino, and Prescott Dirt. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Hey, and she's not lying, like I have always said. My name is Kel Palguda, and I'm the mayor of Prescott Valley. Welcome, everyone. It's July 16th, and it is a hot one out there, so hopefully everyone's staying cool. But today, we have some exciting things going on. We're going to be talking about the Boys and Girls Club in Prescott Valley, as well as the library. So today, we're going to start off with our interim executive director, Nicole Kennedy, and then we'll touch base with Casey Van Heren from the library. So if you just want to stick around, learn a little bit more about the Boys and Girls Club and exciting events that they have going on, as well as what we have going on with the library. So we're just going to take a short break right now. You're listening to the Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Welcome back, everyone. As I mentioned, we're here with Nicole Kennedy from the Boys and Girls Club. Welcome, Nicole.
Thank you, Mayor.
Not often people call me Mayor Palguda, so of course it's usually just Kel, or sometimes it's other names, but I appreciate that.
hopefully all great names, though, right?
Not always. So, Nicole, let's just dive right into what the Boys and Girls Club is, where it's at. Basically, just explain it to me like I'm a beginner here.
Definitely. So the Boys and Girls Clubs of Central Arizona here locally are independently run and operated. We have a local board of directors, and we service children in the Quad Cities area, ages 6 through high school, depending on the club location. And really, you know, in a nutshell, we're an after-school program, but we're right. a whole lot more than that.
So you are at located, for those that are familiar with Prescott Valley, at the corner of Luce and Robert Road, right?
Yes, that's
so
right.
So basically almost in the heart of Prescott Valley.
Yep, right across the street where I went to elementary school.
So you went to Mountain View?
It's still there.
Whoa!
Oh, look at that. There's like a little reunion here with Link and Nicole. Oh, fair enough. So that draws a lot of kids, obviously, right after school. But you get kids from all over, right? There's sometimes the bus drops off, or how's that work?
Yes, combination. So, you know, the local school districts are a great partner to us. They do bus the kids directly to the club. And then all of the other charter schools and miscellaneous schools in the community, you know, we're so lucky to have choices.
Sure.
We do go pick up at some of those schools that don't have the transportation
option. So basically on an average day, how many kids show up?
In Prescott Valley, it's our biggest, and now it is our largest footprint, too, with our new gym. So
and we're going to get to the gym in a little bit. So,
About 90 a day, sometimes 100. We're between 90 and 100.
So that kind of fluctuates, obviously, depending if who's able to participate or who's there that day. So,
yeah.
And the hours, of course, are after school.
Mm-hmm.
Not much goes on during the daytime, correct?
Yeah, during the school year, it is after school until 6:30. In the summertime, it's a whole different story, of course. So we're there from 7:30 in the morning until 6 at night.
Gotcha. So how long have you been a part of the Boys and Girls Club?
About 4 years.
Mm-hmm. So you've seen some changes.
Absolutely.
And why don't we describe that a little bit? Why don't we describe the evolution of the Boys and Girls Club in the last 4 years?
Sure. So predecessor, our previous executive director, Gerald Shostak, had recruited me. And, you know, when I started, it was, you know, we were doing great things. We were still kind of recovering from prior, you know, poor economic times for our
sure.
community. And he had built it, built our numbers back up as the club so that we were on a wait list.
Gotcha.
So the day that I started, we were actually on a wait list, and we've been, really on a wait list for on and off for the past 4 years.
So you're on a wait list because of the size or because of the amount of staff? What makes you go on to a wait list?
Because of the size. And so that was really what prompted the capital campaign that was launched just a couple of years ago now,
right.
To address that wait list. You know, we may always have to have a wait list in the future. We can't really predict that just because there's so much growth in the community and there is so much need.
Sure.
We really are the only affordable after school option for
right.
families, and so that just
otherwise the kids are just going to end up just going to the park or going home
mm-hmm.
or not having any adult supervision at all.
Right, absolutely.
So let's talk a little bit about that, the capital campaign that happened about 2 years ago.
Yeah. So we were really fortunate. It was launched because of the town, you know, truly, and as far as the scope and size of what we were able to accomplish in Prescott Valley in particular. So
sure.
it's been, you know, an amazing partnership with the town to be able to get to where we've gotten so far. And because of the generous CDGB gift, which
right.
to explain what that is, a community development block grant, those are federal funds that are shared to municipalities. And the town of Prescott Valley awarded the Boys and Girls Clubs with a very substantial gift a couple of years ago to launch the expansion of the club.
And it's a little bit different how Prescott Valley does things differently than Prescott. Prescott
yeah.
has actually a board.
Yep.
And they oversee the board oversees some applications, and then they disperse funds accordingly.
Yes.
And Prescott Valley kind of concentrates their amount, try to get a bigger bang for their buck, I should say.
Yeah, it's very different. I get both sides because
absolutely.
You know the Prescott is able to give to multiple charities, smaller amounts. They kind of operate like a grants panel. And then, yeah, like you said, the town of Prescott Valley has been amazing to be able to invest in larger scope projects. For us, it's made the difference in being able to actually complete a gym versus just a smaller addition. So between the town and the Fain family and the Massey family and some other major partners, it's helped us to do a lot more.
Absolutely. So when we say that money made a difference, it actually built a full-size, full court basketball court, correct?
Yeah, it's amazing.
It truly is amazing. I got to see the inside, about a month ago, I believe it was. We got a little bit of a tour. And the folks, you just need to go out there. I'm sure you've seen the building just to the south of the old Boys and Girls Club. I mean, you can't really miss it now.
Yeah.
It's huge. And it is a professional basketball court.
Yeah.
So much as a professional basketball court that the NAZ Suns are actually going to be using the court for practices, correct?
Right. We're excited. It's such a hub now, I think, for the community, that not only the Northern Arizona Suns, I know the town has a lot of plans in the works to add the intramural activities.
Absolutely.
When the clubs are not in session.
Right. So yeah, the town of Prescott Valley will benefit by increasing men's basketball, different programs, and we'll be able to utilize that gym as opposed to other gyms throughout the area. So that's exciting. When does the gym go live, or has it gone live? Is it open? What's the plan with that?
It's open for the kids right now, which that has been such a great timing in the summer, you know, being cooped up in a relatively smaller space on the existing side of the club from 7:30 until 6, you know, that's not a lot of space for almost 100 kids to be jammed into.
No, absolutely. And the building, the original building, has been around for a very long time. Do you happen to know the age of that building?
I thought it was built in the 80s, but I could be wrong.
It is quite possible, because back in the day when I was a police officer, that building was the original CASA Center, the adult center at the time, and then it closed up, and then eventually the Boys and Girls Club opened up. But it needs a little loving, is what it needs. So
yeah.
Adding the gym is huge. And then the kids, I mean, when we were there, and you basically opened the floodgates to let the kids in, and they came running in like a stampede, and it was truly amazing. I don't think they stopped running for 20 minutes. They just kept running around and around, and it was really great to see. So that's exciting.
They couldn't wait. They were asking daily when they could go in and be able to use the space.
I'm sure they were. So how many employees are at the Boys and Girls Club?
During the school year, we have about 20 employees.
Okay.
We fluctuate, of course, during the summer because the hours are so much longer. We have to staff up a little bit. So our activity leaders, we usually have about another 10 to compensate for those hours during the summertime. As far as full-time employees go, we have 4 full-time employees. The rest are part-time.
Great. And then volunteers?
You know, that's really an interesting question, because we have a lot of event volunteers, you know, for Dancing for the Stars and Mile High Brewfest coming up in August. Those are kind of our more regular opportunities, but we have so much more in terms of programming opportunities for volunteers, and that's really on my high up on my goal list.
On your to-do
accomplish.
List?
Yeah.
Fair enough. So you touched a little bit. You talked about the Dancing with the Stars. So that's a fundraising event, right? So describe a little bit about that.
Yeah, so Dancing with the Stars, it is modeled after the television show. And previously, before I worked for the Boys and Girls Clubs, I worked for an organization in the Valley. It was really their signature event. And we thought, you know, our board up here was looking for something different and fun, and we thought it could be great for our community.
Right.
And so now we're 3 years in, and...
So it's been going, so you've done it three times?
Three times.
Okay.
So we recruit local celebrities, if you will, champions for children.
Okay.
And they are, not only are they learning a dance routine with a professional dancer that they're partnered with, but they are out there fundraising on behalf of the clubs.
Sure. So and I want to say I've seen some... Actually, they kind of almost like do a campaign. They go out there and they try to get signs up and they try to raise things up. So
yeah,
maybe it'll be Link Elliott 2020.
I could see one or two of you in the room that could be dancing in the future.
So that's interesting. When does that happen?
Oh gosh, next year. It is. I got to look on my calendar.
Is it usually
it's
the same
in April?
Time?
Yeah, it's in April, and I don't want to give you the wrong day, but
just kind of a rough time on when they normally go about doing that. But that's exciting, though. Do you know how much you guys raised last time?
April 18th next year, if you want to save the date.
April 18th. Link, put it on your calendar.
Yes. So we actually raised over a third of our annual budget this year, which is incredible.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
No, that is terrific. Because is it held at the Elks Theater? Is that where it's held
at?
It
is, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of a three-part event. There's two shows. We added a second show in the second year. So we have a matinee show, which it's great, too, if people want to bring their kids, because it's just the show.
Sure.
And then for our partying friends as well, we have the night show, which has two parties. So there's the red carpet reception,
okay,
which has been held under tents outside. We had it on Marina Street. We've had it in the parking lot behind the county building,
okay,
adjacent to the Elks. And then from there, they walk over to the Elks for the show, and then the after party's been at Haciampa.
Great. No, that's awesome. So, I mean, lots of people, I'm sure, attend to this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So between both shows, we can accommodate just over 900 people.
Right on.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome. And I never really even realized it. All the money goes to the Boys and Girls Club of just the area here, right?
Yes.
Just
yeah.
Prescott Valley. That's where it gets split up between.
We're completely local. And just a few, you know, maybe FAQs as far as funding goes. We do not receive government funding with the exception of capital gifts for, you know, community development gifts.
Right.
But we do not receive any government assistance for our operations. We also are funded completely locally, so we don't receive funds from Boys and Girls Clubs of America.
And that's great.
It's all from our community, our neighbors.
And then, so the upcoming one, the Brewfest, is it called the Brewfest?
Yeah, Mile High Brewfest.
Mile High Brewfest is, when's that date? I'm sorry to put
August
that on the spot.
August 10th.
August 10th.
Yeah.
So where is that at?
That is at the Mile High Middle School field.
Just south of basically Whiskey Row, right there, corner of Montezuma and McCormick, or... I'm not sure what the corner is.
Goodwin and Montezuma. Yes, that's right.
So, basically that's just craft beers, and people pay to get in, and then they purchase their beers. They drink responsibly, and by doing that, they're helping out the Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah, so they get tasting tickets. It's a really good opportunity to just get out and enjoy the sunshine and for a greater purpose.
No, that is awesome. So can people find that online or anything? Can they see it on Facebook?
Yes, you can actually go to Mile High Brew Fest. .com. Let me just verify that.
All right. While you're looking that up.
Yes, milehighbrewfest.com.
Milehighbrewfest.com. Well, stick around. We're going to have some more with Nicole in a bit, but we're just going to take a short break right now. You're listening to the Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com.
Get ready for a blast from the past. The Ultimate 70s Tour is coming to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. See Orleans, Poco, and Pure Prairie League live Saturday, August 10th at Stargazer Pavilion. It's going to be an unbelievable performance. Four decades of classic hits in one unforgettable evening. Tickets on sale now, starting at just $20. Head to the Cliff Castle Casino gift shop or cliffcastlecasinohotel.com for purchase. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
So many possibilities for summer adventure. We've got trails like Glassford Summit and Iron King. There's Watson Lake and Lynx Lake and 1.5 million acres of national forest. When you travel to your favorite spot, you don't have to worry where the blacktop ends when you start at Findlay Subaru Prescott. During the model year-end clearance, you can take the keys to a new 2019 Subaru Impreza for 0.9% APR financing on all in-stock models. With a rugged boxer engine and Subaru's famous all-wheel drive, Impreza will be as comfortable on the trail as on the road. Come take a test drive today. Findlay Subaru Prescott will also donate a portion of each sale to the Launchpad Teen Center in Prescott. Buy a Subaru or get stuck in something else. Findlay Subaru Prescott and FindlaySubaruPrescott.com. Doing our part every day to give back to the community and make the world a better place.
Offers on approved credit plus tax, title, license, and $495 dock fees. Offers good while supplies last. See dealer for details.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
It's important to you to stay connected with what's going on in our community, particularly when it comes to your health and the health of your loved ones. You need to stay on top of the latest in local and regional healthcare news. Your preferred healthcare media destination here in the Quad Cities is YRMCHealthConnect.org, Yavapai County's premier healthcare blog, created and managed by Yavapai Regional Medical Center. It offers one-stop, first-run access to information information that's important to you. What's going on in our healthcare community? YRMCHealthConnect.org offers a wealth of articles and videos covering topics such as new local healthcare providers, the latest healthcare services in our community, and local and regional healthcare news and information. A few clicks to subscribe and you'll be notified on your computer, smartphone, tablet, or other preferred device when there's new content. Stay connected with YRMCHealthConnect.org.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Welcome back, everyone. We've still got Nicole for a few more minutes, and then we're going to be moving on to Casey with the library. But right now, I just want to make sure everyone knows where they can go get information about, first off, just the Boys and Girls Club, on whether it's Facebook or how to contact you or even if they want to volunteer.
Our website, which is BG for Boys and Girls, CCAZ for Arizona.org. We're also on Facebook for under Boys and Girls Clubs of Central Arizona.
Nice.
Or you can call us at the office, 776-8686.
Great. And I'll have that also. I'll put that information on my Facebook page. So for those of you that are following me on Facebook, you'll hopefully be able to grab some of that information as well. And then on the Facebook, they'll also have the Brewfest.
Yes.
That'll be on there, as well as Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
And Casey might even be involved with library director Casey Van Haren, Dancing with the Stars. Possible, right? I could see it happening. So we'll talk a little bit about that. So is there anything that you want to share with us before you head out? I know you are a very busy woman.
Well, I just want to thank you for inviting me and just want to share that, you know, we encourage people to get involved if you've never heard of the Boys and Girls Clubs or you've heard of us but have never, you know, really taken that step. We'd love to invite you out for a tour or...
Absolutely.
And like you said, if you're interested in volunteering, we do have some really great opportunities to be involved with the kids or with the events, depending on what your passion is.
Nice. That's awesome. So we'll definitely have you back. When we get a little bit closer, there's going to be an official...
Yes.
What is it? Ribbon opening or ribbon cutting, I guess.
Yeah, later this fall, there'll be a big grand opening with the NAZ Sons and all the fun people together.
And the public is invited back to that. They can come on out, check on that. And so, yeah, we'll get you back for that. We'll talk a little bit about that. It'll be great. So, again, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
I know it's kind of a little bit of a trip out here to where we're at from Prescott Valley, but it's worth the drive.
Definitely.
Awesome. Thank you. And with that, we transition right on over. Just like that, Casey Van Haren, Prescott Valley Library Director Extraordinaire.
Hey, how are you, Mayor?
I'm doing well, ma'am. Thank you for coming.
You bet.
I get so excited about the library.
Yay!
And I know you do too, which is awesome.
Yes.
So I'm glad you could come here because you haven't been here. You were one of the last remaining people that I've had people ask about. Hey,
really?
Let's hear about the library and what can we do? And so now you're here.
Yay!
Which is super exciting.
I love being here.
Let's talk a little bit about the library.
Sure. Wow. What do you want to know?
Let's start off with, basically what kind of services. It's not just books.
Right.
So let's just kind of give that broad kind of elevator speech I say you have that talks
about
this.
You got it. So one of the great things that, we accomplished this past year is we finished our, community assessment, a grant with a library. What that consists of is we went out to the community and asked them kind of what their hopes, dreams, and concerns were and how the library could fit into those pieces and help out the community. We went to the police department. We went to faith-based organizations. We went to schools, teachers, parents. We ran the whole gamut, and we talked to over 300 people.
Sure.
And we got the basis for our strategic plan. We have three key priorities that we are going to be focusing on for the next 3 to 5 years. We're going to be creating bright futures, creating community connections, and building our team. And one of the great partnerships that we developed, and thanks to our friends at the library who donated money towards this key initiative, one of the things that came out of these conversations were focusing on our youth in the community.
Right.
So we're going to be focusing on early literacy. We're going to be starting a program called, it's Build Bright Futures, which is giving every first grader in the town of Prescott Valley a library card.
Which is so awesome because
yes.
they truly should have
Yes.
A library card.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's so much going on there.
Yes. And that's, I mean, it all starts out with, you know, by the time you're in third grade, if you're not at a certain reading level,
right.
That determines how you're going to be successful in school and throughout the rest of your life.
Absolutely.
So the reading scores here in Yavapai County and in Prescott Valley are really low. They're below state standards. So we're hoping that with this program,
right.
In 3 years, we can go back and look at the data and see that we have improved reading scores.
And I think the goal there is just to try to give the children and families a reason to come to the library.
Yes.
Is what it's all about. It's trying to get those opportunities. And then once they get there, they fall in love with all the opportunities they have.
Right.
And it's just really, really amazing.
It is. And again, besides books, we have a digital media lab. We have 3D printers. We have movie nights,
mm-hmm.
Where we have, you know, free movies, popular movies.
Right.
Of course, the last night we had the public, with Emilio Estevez.
Right.
Which deals with libraries and some of the things that libraries throughout the United States have to deal with. And I met Emilio Estevez, back in February. I know.
Aww.
I was so excited. And he's a little guy, but, but, you know, I grew up with him with, you know, cause I'm really old. And, and it was so neat. I got starstruck. I'm like, Emilio, so glad to meet you. I'm a librarian. But it was great to interact with him with that. But, sometimes we have so many programs that we offer for all ages, including adults. We have citizenship classes where mm-hmm. we teach, citizenship skills. So, you know, people who are wanting to get their citizenship can take the test and be prepared.
Sure.
We have book clubs, you know,
You have a homeschool section. You have homeschool
yes,
area?
Yes, we do,
as well?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. A parent section. Really, people kind of, you know, put libraries in a box, excuse me for saying that, but we offer just, you know, again, we're more than a box of books, which I hate to say.
Right.
But, you know, we're a huge community center.
And it is huge. And one of the things I hear a lot is people come and they don't realize the magnitude or what our library is like.
Right.
And you
mm-hmm.
walk in and you are just amazed by how it actually is and
yes.
what we have to offer. And it truly is awesome. And you can tell a lot from a town by that.
Yeah. And I think, we offer amazing services and innovative services that haven't been offered in Yavapai County, let alone some of the libraries down in the Phoenix area. Ask a librarian, where somebody can book an appointment with a librarian to
right.
help with research. We have Wi-Fi hotspots that you can check out for free. We help with computers, job searching assistance. So.
And people come in. I mean, it obviously everyone hopefully knows that the library is entirely free.
Yes.
You just show up.
Mm-hmm.
I guess provide an ID of
yeah.
some sort to get a
library card.
Library
mm-hmm.
card,
mm-hmm.
and then you're able to use the computers. You're able to check out books. You're able to do
right.
all of those things. For free.
For free. And that's what I always laugh when people call me and say, hey, I want to join this class or sign up for this class. How much is it? And it's free. And they're like, really?
What? Uh-huh.
Can I donate something? Yeah, you can.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, yes.
And that, I mean, that's just so terrific.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to, I want to say you are one of the leaders that came about by getting our library open on Sunday.
Yes.
That was so important. And I want to commend you for doing that. I think that was such a huge role and just a huge move that some people took it for granted.
Yes.
They either took the library was open on Sunday
mm-hmm.
already.
Right.
Or they didn't feel a need
yes.
for the library to be open. And I tell this story to people where when I was out campaigning, I came across a woman and she said, I work two jobs. My husband works. My son is obviously off on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday
right.
because of school.
Mm-hmm.
And he loves to read. But the only day we have off together is Sunday.
Yes.
And we can't go to the library because it was closed.
Right.
And that really was just, that was the tipping point where I was like, oh my gosh, people don't realize that.
Right.
And for you to be able to take on that challenge and do it without costing anything else to hours or payroll or
mm-hmm.
is truly a great accomplishment.
Well,
and I wanted to
you.
Say that.
Thank you. I love it. We got people coming in every Sunday, and I work Sundays. I work Saturdays and Sundays. So to hear them thank us for being open, it just, I mean, there is that need. We're in the 2000s now.
Absolutely.
I only wish we had opened sooner because it could have been done.
Right.
So it just needed that shove, and
just, yeah.
D-U-N.
At no fault to anyone else. It was just something that needed to be changed. It needed to be looked at.
Right.
And you were able to make that happen.
Right.
So currently, what are our hours on Sunday, just for those listeners?
So we are open on Sundays 1 to 5.
1 to 5, which is, you know what, is great. No one's asking for the library to be open 12 hours on Sunday. It's just, hey, if I have an opportunity, if I have homework that is due on Monday and I got to get to the library to print something off or look it up, it's important. Or maybe I have that job interview Monday morning where I need to print my resume.
Yep. And those are problems every Sunday that we, all of us who have worked at the library, who've come across, you know, last minute homework assignments. I don't know how many times my stepkids came home, you know, years ago and said, hey, I got a book report. I'm like, oh, let's go to the library.
Of course.
Know, right then on a Sunday. It was open down in the valley. So we should have been open, and we are, and it's amazing. Service that we can offer our community.
No, it is truly, and we're going to keep that, right?
Yeah.
We're keep,
I had gone to council and said it worked out wonderful.
We just told them, and everyone on council was ecstatic and loved it. And they're such a huge supporter, everyone on council of the library, which
I love that.
Which makes it great, because you do hear horror stories about some different government entities that battle each other internally.
Oh, yeah. And it is, I mean, I count myself lucky here and fortunate that we have a great council who supports the library, and most of them use the library, so.
No, absolutely. I use the library all the time,
so. Yeah, I know.
It's great. Well, stick around. We're going to be coming back from break with Casey. We're going to talk a lot more about the library, and we're going to talk about a really, really awesome event that's coming up. So you don't want to miss that. So we're going to take a break right now. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley in Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Laying awake at night with that all too familiar what if, or going through the probate process with a family member or friend, you have worked hard building this life. Protect your legacy, gain peace of mind that your estate and family will be taken care of by putting in place a properly drafted estate plan. Hi, I'm Mike Menlove with Menlove Law, TFC, and Estate Document Service. Come in to see us and talk about your estate planning. Don't wait until it's too late to plan for the future. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's Four Healthy Animals. 40 used to be middle-aged, a time when everything past that was supposed to be on the downhill slide. Well, Olson's just turned 40, and we're better than ever. We've survived the internet. We've survived the big boxes because we eat, sleep, and breathe local. Our mission is the health of your animals. That means dogs, cats, wild birds, squirrels, horses, pigs, chickens, rabbits, cattle, sheep, goats, and I could go on forever, even emus. We have 40 years of experience helping people understand the needs of their animals, and we love it when you ask questions. We have stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. Each one is different and tuned into your local market. But healthy animals are what we all help you achieve. Stop by and wish us a happy 40th. And while you're here, take advantage of these sale prices from July 15th through July 20th. Nutrisource 30-pound chicken, beef, lamb, or trout. $40 each. Remember, good enough just isn't, even at the ripe old age of 40.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Add Congresswoman Ann Kirkpatrick to the growing list of House members calling for an impeachment inquiry into the president. Kirkpatrick addressed her colleagues on the House floor.
I know impeachment is risky, but allowing this president to defy the law is even more risky.
Kirkpatrick said she decided to support an impeachment inquiry
after countless conversations with my constituents, after speaking with legal scholars, reviewing the Mueller report, and after seeing administration officials defy congressional subpoenas, the House of Representatives must open an impeachment inquiry on President Donald Trump.
The Yavapai County Board of Supervisors has elected a new District 5 supervisor.
Yesterday, the board held a special meeting to consider candidates who applied to fill the vacancy created by the resignation of former supervisor Jack Smith. The applicants, including Prescott Valley Town Councilwoman Mary Mallory, tennis pro Chris Howard, and realtor Stephen Irwin, the supervisors selected Mallory to Smith's term, which runs through next year. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Sunny and very windy today and Wednesday, cooling after bedtime tonight to a mostly clear and breezy 66 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Then continued sunny, dry, very warm, highs near 90 tomorrow through Friday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, an overnight low, a mostly clear 71, then sunny, breezy highs around 102 Wednesday through Friday. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Tuesday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town Prescott Valley continues on KQ&A.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big-world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Some things are just better together.
July is the best time to fertilize with all-purpose plant food from Waters.
But pair the all-purpose with humic acid, and it's a 1-2 punch of garden power.
Humic acid gives your soil organic matter that helps plants' roots receive water and nutrients.
So it makes fertilizer work even better.
Like salt and pepper.
Coffee and donuts.
And hey, you and me.
Aw, thanks, Ken.
All-purpose plant food and humic acid, better together, and only at Waters Garden Center.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
KQ&A will begin a live sports broadcast in just a few minutes. But if you'd like, you can still listen to your favorite KQ&A talk programs. Just log on at kqna.com for our live 24-hour streaming. We're proud to offer you, our listeners, this programming alternative. And we'd like to thank you for listening to the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Welcome back, everyone. And as I mentioned, like, this event is super, super, super awesome that we're going to talk about. And I want to make sure we have enough time to talk about it. So that's why we're starting now. So this is going to be Fandomania.
Yes.
All right, Casey, you're up. Tell me all about Fandomania.
So last year, when the town asked us, the library, to put on an event to help celebrate the 40th, at the time, our teen librarian, Shelby Marks, said, let's do like a Comic-Con event. And I'm like, okay, let's do it. And the longer we planned, the more it just was all the things that were happening, and I couldn't believe it. When we put the event on, we had over 3,200 people.
So you basically just collaborated with your staff,
yeah,
which is amazing.
Yes.
And you just kind of roundtabled it and said,
yep,
guys and gals, this is what we're doing.
Yep.
Or this is the idea. What can we do to make it awesome?
Exactly. And staff rallied and everyone participated, as with this year. But yeah, last year, I could not, it just exceeded my expectations beyond anything that I'd ever imagined for our small community.
No, absolutely. And I was there.
Yes, you were.
And so for those listeners that don't quite know what it is, a Comic-Con is kind of, it's a larger event, but it involves just basic, you know, comic book heroes or movie heroes, mm-hmm. things like that, where people
right.
dress up in costumes.
Right.
And whether it's Star Wars or, you know, Flash or other type
yeah.
of, you know, X-Men, things
yes.
like that.
Celebrate.
And it's just
celebration.
A celebration yes. of just basic, just comics.
Nerdy-dom. Yeah. That's, yeah.
Yeah.
It was, and so, again, the amount of people that showed up and how excited everybody was.
Right.
And the costumes. And, I mean, we had some amazing costumes.
No, there truly were some amazing.
Yeah,
I know we had
it.
I remember seeing the Ghostbuster car was there.
Yes, the Ghostbusters.
They were
yes.
dressed up as Ghostbusters.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
My twins were there. They dressed up as PJ Masks.
Oh.
So one was Owlette and the other was Gecko.
Uh-huh.
And they just loved it. They just
yeah.
thought it was so great. They got to go around. It wasn't like Halloween. It was something different.
Mm-hmm.
And they loved every minute of it.
It was so much fun. So we knew this year we really had to outdo ourselves.
Absolutely.
And we have. I think last year we had maybe 4 or 5 sponsors.
Okay.
This year we almost couldn't fit them on our a souvenir badge that we're doing again this year. So
that's a great problem to have.
I know. I couldn't believe it. I just have to real quick give a
yeah.
shout out to NAU, Findlay, Ace Hardware, our friends of the library, the Prescott Valley Chamber. And I mean, I have so many others, but those were huge contributors to this event, and we wouldn't be able to do half of what we're doing without their help. I mean,
and that's awesome.
Yeah, the community has really rallied around this event, and it's just our staff is working really hard. We're like meeting every day to make sure we're filling all the little holes. But
right.
we're going to have a ton of vendors, a ton of workshops. We're going to have Alan Dean Foster, who is a local author. He's done the Star Trek and Star Wars series. Of course, I can't remember some of his other books that he's written. But he's going to be there selling his book. And
great.
Signing.
I think also you had, I think there's going to be someone talking about how to do your own YouTube channel.
Yes, we're going to have that. There's so much. We're going to have Black Box Gaming, Janimals, Amber Skies Cosplay, and she's going to be helping to judge the cosplay contest. We're going to have a Fortnite contest, dance contest, with Marnie, our own Marnie Yule, as a judge.
So if you don't know what Fortnite is, ask your 10-year-old.
Yes.
Because they will tell you what Fortnite is and what the dances are all about.
Yep.
So make sure you do that. I know last year you had a Harry Potter room.
Yes. We're going to have wand making.
Wand making
yes.
for Harry Potter, which is a huge hit.
Yes, and we streamlined it a little better this year. We have pre-made some of the wands,
sure.
so then you can decorate it. And we ran out last year. I remember I had to go to Walmart, and I wiped them all out of their little wooden dowels.
Right.
I mean, I just took everything. And we still ran out of them. So this year, we've made 1,000 wands. So
how great. That's awesome.
Yeah, so once we're out of 1,000, we're done.
And that's okay, because my 10-year-old, mm-hmm. he just turned 10 last mm-hmm. week. And when he turned 9, my wife threw a Harry Potter themed birthday party
for him.
And they all got wands. And
mm-hmm.
and you can never have too many. And
no.
he even asked
nope.
me about it. Hey, are they going to have Harry Potter there? He,
yeah.
he reads the books.
Mm-hmm.
He watches the movies. He is just such a Harry Potter nerd and
that's
loves it.
Awesome.
So it is super exciting.
So fun.
To know that's going on. And it, basically the events are at the library.
Yes.
On?
Saturday, July 27th from 10 to 4 p.m.
Saturday, July 27th from 10 to 4. And how much does it cost to get in, Casey?
Oh, my gosh. Free!
It is free. It is a free event where
yes.
you can show up. I'm sure there'll be some food there, I'm guessing.
Yes, we'll have food trucks, which
food trucks
that you'll have to pay for
you
that.
You have to pay for food. Or you
right.
can bring a snack. You can bring something, and you don't have to feel obligated to eat from the food trucks.
Exactly.
Or you can eat before.
Yes.
It doesn't make any difference. But, yeah, you get to come on in. And some of the events, I believe, will go out onto the grass again, correct?
Yes, we're going to have the Mario Kart races again.
Mario Kart
yes.
racing out on the grass. So that's out on the almost the amphitheater where the stage is, if you're not familiar with that.
And we're going to have some demonstrations with, saber, sword, and I can't remember their name now. But there's going to be some sword kind of, they do like Jedi sword demonstrations and lessons. So they'll be doing Saber Syndicate, so sorry. And I'm just so many other things. Of course, the 501st will be there, which is Darth Vader, the Sith. They'll have, you know, just a lot of Star Wars characters walking around.
So they'll be wandering around, just kind of walking around, and you can go up to them, you can get your picture taken with them.
Yeah, great picture opportunity.
Yeah, no, I mean, how great is that?
It is so fun.
The kids just, I mean, truly just love it. And the adults love it, not just kids. I'm not gonna lie.
I loved it. Darth Vader was, I got a selfie with Darth Vader, which was super fun.
Oh, how great is that? So, that's exciting. So make sure you're out there on July 27th. It's a Saturday. Hopefully it's a rain or shine event.
Yes.
So just plan on being there. Plan on showing up. Get early. Stay late. And you will not be disappointed.
No, not at all. There, we will have so many things going on. And we'll have a little room, too, for people. There will be a little first aid room or if you just want to rest and get away from the chaos. But the biggest thing, I went down to the Valley today and picked up the Arizona State Library has a virtual reality kit.
Okay.
It is probably the best virtual reality I've ever seen. I mean, it's like you're really in it.
Right.
And I couldn't wait to play with it today, and they forgot to include the Oculus glasses, so they're going to send it up. I was like, are you kidding me?
So will you have that for, like, people will be able to see that on Saturday?
Yes, and we have another, we'll have two opportunities for people to play with VR.
Right.
So,
no, that's great. And just a reason to show, if you've never even been to the library, so not only can you just go there, enjoy Fandomania, but also go and check out the library. Because you can just kind of wander around, just check out what's going on and have a great time.
Yep. Yeah.
So, no, go for it, Link.
Okay. So what I really, really enjoyed the last time, because I went to Fandomania last year, me and my children were Sims.
Nice.
If you saw us with our little green little things on our top, that was us. I picked up 3 books from local authors, and I really enjoyed them. And I'm really looking forward to going and chatting with these authors. Having the comic book artists and all of the local vendors was quite an experience for me and the kids.
That's terrific.
And we're going to have raffle baskets. I think we're going to have anywhere from 10 to 12 raffle baskets of books and comics and all sorts of prizes that some book vendors have, you know, given us. So we're really, really excited. There's going to be, I'm making up a Wonder Woman basket because we got to get, you know, more power to the girls.
No, that's exciting. My daughter, 4 years old, is going to be Wonder Woman for Halloween.
Woo-hoo.
So she's super excited. So.
Wonder Woman!
If there's another local author that's been published, are you accepting for them to come out, or can they reach out? Are you guys booked, or how's it?
You know, if there is another local author that, you know, has that, writes books around the theme of the Comic-Con, sci-fi fantasy comics, things like that.
And I'm going to throw a little shout out to, hopefully Amy Lukovics is listening, and she writes, and she's actually gone to a few Comic-Cons where she's been a panelist, and she is a local author here in Prescott, and she writes kind of horror stories for teenagers is what she does.
Okay.
And like I said, she's a local
those
Prescott
books.
Girl. And is it Amy Lukovics?
Lukovic.
And we'll see what we can do. Maybe we can get her get her in contact with you. And
yes, please.
Like I said, I know she's traveled around the country and been invited to other Comic-Cons to be a panelist and talk about her books. And she's really a great girl, so.
And that would be amazing. I mean, this is just, again, we're really excited about the outpouring of support from the community.
That's awesome.
It's just been, I'm scared, but I really hope we get more people than we did last year.
Oh, it'll be great.
But I'm scared. And we do have, again, we're going to have great, like real authentic souvenir badges, all access Comic-Con badges.
Awesome.
And we only have 1,000. So, again, the first 1,000 people will get these badges.
No, that's terrific. And we're running out of time today, but I want to touch on something real quick that you'll be coming to work study this Thursday to discuss in front of council.
Yes.
But it's going to be the naming or the renaming of a specific room in the library for a very special reason. So can you please talk about that?
Oh, I can. So we have a meeting room at the library, and it was just the second floor meeting room. And last year we received a legacy donation of $163,000 from the Joe and Herta Kuhl Foundation, which was huge. Herta and Joe were very important contributors to the town of Prescott Valley. They moved out here from Michigan in 1978.
Wow.
And Herta literally was one of the longest-standing volunteers for the town of Prescott Valley.
Right.
She had, in 2015, she received the Longevity Award. She did 35 years for the town of Prescott Valley.
Truly amazing.
I know. And she was awesome. She was this little German lady. everybody loved her. I worked with her on the front desk, and I loved hearing her stories. She was amazing. And we just had to pay tribute to this amazing woman who gave so much to our community.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And it's truly someone who did a selfless act.
Yes.
And just, you know, volunteered, because I cannot say enough about those that volunteer. Whether you are volunteering at the food bank or you volunteer at Walmart or the mall or anywhere, mm-hmm. it truly says a lot about a person. And
it
that's
does.
Terrific.
And
go ahead.
And we really have, I mean, the library, we have over 95 volunteers. We have the largest volunteer
that's
base
awesome.
In the town of Prescott Valley.
No, that is terrific. So we're going to be finishing up. Stick around for our closing remarks, and we're going to take a break right now. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Yes, there is. Augie's Happy Hour with some tasty reds and whites. Just the thing for those summertime blues. Enjoy the beautiful blue sky on Augie's patio with mountain views that make every meal a sight to behold. Chef Joel will have you jumping for joy all summer long at the one and only Augie's. Call 777-0330. The place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
Get ready for a blast from the past. The Ultimate 70s Tour is coming to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. See Orleans, Poco, and Pure Prairie League live Saturday, August 10th at Stargazer Pavilion. It's going to be an unbelievable performance. Four decades of classic hits in one unforgettable evening. Tickets on sale now, starting at just $20. Head to the Cliff Castle Casino gift shop or cliffcastlecasinohotel.com for purchase. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the town of Prescott Valley, Kel Palguda.
Welcome back, everyone. We're going to be just wrapping up here with Casey a little bit. But I just wanted to kind of share a little bit of information that we have a couple meet and greets that come up. I call them meet and greets or mayor pop-ups that I'm going to be starting in August. So I will be at Fry's Grocery Store on Glassford Hill from 11 to 1 on August 2nd. And I'll also be at Safeway on August 16th from 11 to 1. So if you're out there shopping and you see me set up, you'll see a big sign that says Meet the Mayor. And when you're done shopping and picking up your groceries, come on out, say hi. I'd love to hear what you have to say. So my whole goal there is we all live busy lives, and I want to be able to come to where you folks are, not expect you to come to me. So please write those dates down. And if you're out there shopping, come by and say hi. And one last thing also, we have National Night Out coming up August 6th. So if you are participating in that, great. I hope to see you out there barbecuing with your neighbors and your friends. And if not, if you haven't heard about this before, please get over to the Prescott Valley Police Department, pull it up on their website or the Town of Prescott Valley's webpage and see what they have going on. And maybe you can join another party. So Casey, with that being said, I thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And we have a few more seconds, but how can people find out information? Is there a Prescott Valley Facebook page? What is
it? Yes, so we have our Prescott Library Facebook page. We also have our website, pvlib.net, and it has all the information. You just click at the bottom right-hand corner. It talks about Fandomania and all the vendors and the events that are happening that day.
And that's awesome. So, yeah, make sure you get on over there because it's important just to kind of see what's happening. And if you're on Facebook, just like the page. As I tell people, just because you like it doesn't mean you actually like it, but you want to know what's going on.
Right.
So, all right, folks, thanks for having me this hot July afternoon, and I hope to see you guys next month. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.